Let's go back to when you were 16 years old and you became a roughneck.
Okay.
Tell us about that experience.
Well, like I said, I grew up on the farm, painting the house, and when that wasn't going on, I was working in the field. We didn't have tractors in those days. We had a big team of black horses, and we'd hook them up. We actually had walk-behind plows, walk-behind implements, stuff like that. My dad just loved horses and livestock. I was prone the other way. I liked everything mechanical out there. I liked the mechanics of the plow, the binder, the combine, all that other stuff. I just loved fixing that stuff. So I was always toward the mechanical things. Anyway, my dad made sure I stayed busy at all times. So I was working in the field. I had hay fever bad in those days, and scooping wheat and oats and pitching hay, baling hay, and all those other things we did, I was constantly stopped up and sneezing and nose running, and I was just miserable around all that grain chaff and stuff, and dust was kind of bad too. But anyway, I loved being out on the farm, but boy, I couldn't breathe well. So when I got a chance to get my hands on the grease, there was a company laying on a pipeline 2 miles north of the house. I heard about it, and my dad would spend me $5 a day for shocking wheat and scooping oats and stuff. And I found out I could make $12 a day for an eight-hour day working on this pipeline. I resigned from him and went up the road, which is fine with him, and got on this pipeline. I only had 2 miles to go to work. In those days, we screwed all the pipelines together, didn't weld them like we do now. So it took a crew of guys, some of them stabbing the pipe, the other guys with two sets of tongs, backups and lead tongs, and screwed them together.
That was pretty tough work, wasn't it?
It was. It was hard work. But boy, it paid $12 a day. So that was more than a dollar an hour, man. I was tall cotton.
What did you do with your money?
Saved it. I grew up saving. And when I got enough, I'd buy a little better used motorcycle. Kind of like that song, I got up and put on my cleanest dirty shirt. I'd always trade for a better used piece of machinery.
Then you were 16 and still in high school.
Yeah, and I only worked summers there. I didn't work during, except on the farm. I had to get up and milk the cows and stuff in the morning, and then I'd go to school. And I got home, we milked again morning and night. I had to feed all the animals.
You talked about wheat?
We had a little bit of wheat, not much, only 16 acres. But mainly we raised food for the animals. We raised oats for the horses. My granddad had bought 80 acres over here north of Tulsa that had wonderful prairie hay on it. We'd bale that hay once a year and haul it over to Perry and feed the horses and cattle that prairie hay and raise a little alfalfa and stuff.
In your time on the farm, did they have steam engines?
They did, but they were too big and bulky. When we finally got our first tractor, it was a diesel John Deere with the two front wheels together, great big old back wheels. And no electric starter or anything. Had a great big heavy flywheel on the side, and you'd give that flywheel a whirl, and it'd go boom, 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 like that to start up. I loved driving that thing.
That was a good sound.
Oh, man. Oh, I loved driving the tractor and doing all that stuff. Yeah, I was in on the farm activity then. I loved it with the mechanical stuff. I still was sneezing my head off, but I loved the machinery part.
So you didn't have a combine?
No, we couldn't afford a combine, really, and we'd have that done. But I had to scoop a lot of wheat, and I scooped it for others. I mean, I worked for everybody around there. All the farm boys did, whoever was doing some activity, and they usually needed help. Why, you know, they'd hire the other man's kids to work for them. It was sort of a mutual thing that went around. Wherever there was work, why, went over and helped them, and when we needed something, they'd come over and work for us.
You've talked so much of work. Did you do anything for entertainment?
Yeah, I worked on that motorcycle. I did a lot of that, and we took a little time out every summer to go out to New Mexico. My granddad, he was looking for a place to get the women and kids out of the heat in the summertime. This was before air conditioning. So the year I was born, they were roaming around. They were out in Santa Fe, and they got in this neat little valley up the Pecos River there, and they found a place where the land wasn't for sale. It was government-owned, but you could buy a permit and build a house on it. They built a little rock house out there. My dad hauled the rocks out of the river up there, brown rocks. He didn't stay out there all the time, but he hauled enough rocks over and stuff for the man to build the stuff. But they built a little house out there. We still have it in the family.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a precious thing to have.
It had no electricity, and it had no running water to start with. But, you know, you talk about eco things. We had candles, and we had kerosene lanterns, and we had a gravity water pump that pumped water out of the stream up to a tank on the hill. And my dad, he liked all this new stuff, and he bought a bunch of lead-coated pipe. Didn't bury the pipe. It was too rocky in the ground. Just laid it on top because it was strictly a summer place. But we had pipes on top of the ground from the tank into the house, and then we could put in a sewage system and all that, to a septic tank. Hmm. Like on the farm, he did the same thing back at home.
Well, those fond memories of that summer cabin.
Very much so. But I remember it was called a ram. You were using gravity. You laid a pipe way upstream. The water would run down this pipe. It would hit this ram, which was a valve that as soon as the water got running hard, this valve would go close. And it squirt a little squirt of water up the hill to this tank on the hill. But the ram ran all the time in the stream just from gravity power. Took no outside power at all to keep water supplied for the house.
Well, that was using somebody's brain, was it?
And the water in the stream was pure enough to drink in those days. It was great. Little house in New Mexico, so I got to spend some time in the summers out there.
So as you graduated, did you then go right on to college?
Yeah, after working on summer on rigs, smashed one finger that summer, but I was coming up on the draft list to go in the military. My dad knew Senator Bob Kerr, who made the rounds of all the farmers trying to get their votes, of course. Through that connection, I got a second alternate appointment to Annapolis. That was at least going to put me in school for a while instead of going directly to the war in the South Pacific. That was going to be okay, but the first alternate took it, so I never got my chance at that. Then Mr. Truman ordered the bomb dropped, and the war was over in the South Pacific before I actually had to go in the service at that time.
But you did go in.
I did.
But that's after school.
I went 35 miles away to college at Stillwater to Oklahoma A&M at that time, which is now OSU. The requirement was over there to take ROTC. I took my ROTC, and I didn't mind the ROTC. I kind of liked it, as a matter of fact. A lot of marching and training, military training and stuff. The war was still going. The bomb hadn't been dropped yet. I talked to the people in school. I talked to the draft board, and they said, well, go on and go to college. You might be delayed long enough to finish the semester. Once you get started on that semester, we will probably let you finish. So I went ahead and went to school, and my best friend, same deal. We went over there, and the folks rented a bedroom in a lady's house. We lived in that. There weren't any fraternities open or anything at college. There weren't many men there, to tell you the truth, mostly girls. It was kind of nice. We had a lot of young ladies to look at and be around, but most of the guys were in the military. Anyway, about 2 months into that semester, the bomb dropped and they canceled the draft, so I got to go ahead and finish school. But I went mostly through my ROTC, except right at the end. If you took all 4 years in the ROTC, then you had the opportunity, if you wanted, to go in the military and serve as an officer. But I think you had to stay in for 5 years after that. I really didn't want a military career, so I stopped just short of my 4 years of ROTC. There was no war right during that period.
You mentioned T. Boone Pickens. Did you know him back in
those days? Yeah, I met him at college at Stillwater. And I didn't know him real well in college, but there weren't that many students over there. I knew him. Nice guy.
So then did you graduate from OSU?
Yes, sir. Graduated in mechanical engineering.
In 19...
In January of 51.